I can't stand the expression, self-hating Jews. This is a term some Jews use to describe fellow Jews who constantly criticize their own people in Israel. The problem is that it's not accurate. Jews who routinely criticize their people don't hate themselves. If anything, they love themselves. They see what they're doing as engaging in that great and noble Jewish value of self-correction. The deepest love, after all, is tough love. Of course, that tough love can easily go overboard. If the world is already bashing Israel, for example, tough love can turn into piling on. For many tough lovers, however, there is never a bad time for self-criticism. They believe it's not just a right but an obligation. Putting those excesses aside, there is something uniquely valuable about loyal members of a group taking on their own. So, why do we never see leftist Jews criticize their political party? If self-criticism is good for their people and for Israel, why is it not good for the Democratic Party? It's not as if there is nothing to criticize. During the madness of defund the police and open borders, I tried commissioning a piece from Jewish Democrats who had told me they were sick and tired of their party's excesses. I never got a yes. They hated what their party was doing, but God forbid they should do anything that might help the other team. Maybe that's why they're so full-throated with their criticism of Israel. They have no skin in the game. If I criticize Israel, people take me seriously because they know how much I love Israel. There is indeed a lot of value in having members of a group publicly castigate their own in the spirit of making things better. With one exception, when it comes to their political party, Jews suddenly forget the Jewish value of self-criticism. Why is that? Because they have skin in the game.